This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's do this. You know what? If someone had asked me to bet on this a couple of weeks ago, I would have just lost a bet. If you had told me that we would get to the crossover on the day that Jonathan Kuminga was returning to action and his name wouldn't even come up, I'd have bet a lot of money that that wasn't about to happen. We've been talking all about this for weeks.
Right.
And here we are. Nobody wants to say anything about it.
What's to Nothing? Say? We've already said everything. And Steve Kerr yesterday talked about how he's going to be eased in. We talked to Steve about that very thing. And so, I don't know, it feels like everything about Jonathan Kuminga has been said. Like, what else can we say other than everything we've said? Like, we hope it works. I think it will work. I think he's going to come in and be good. And then eventually, if he's great, well, they can go deep. So, yeah, we can speculate further, but tonight's going to be really exciting, and the first time when you see him pull off the sweats, and he goes down to the scorer's table, and he checks in, and the crowd's going to give him a nice welcome back ovation, and then we're all going to see, how you doing, JK?
Okay.
How you feeling?
I got something to at least ask about it.
Okay.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. What a perfect day to do it. So Jonathan Kuminga is going to return to action tonight, and Mac Jones is on the 49ers. Mac Jones has a contract with the 49ers, but Brock Purdy does not. Before you call and text, I know that Brock Purdy has a contract. I get it, but you all understand what I'm talking about. Brock's not going to show up right now with the current state of affairs that's on a piece of paper. Mac Jones will. Football is funny, isn't it? I mean, it almost feels like someone's playing with us. Mac Jones is finally a 49er. All right, so let's talk about it, because there are two young names in Bay Area sports right now that sometime between now and fall need contract extensions. One of them is named Brock Purdy. One of them is named Jonathan Kuminga. Who are you more comfortable paying big money to make a part of your future? Brock Purdy or Jonathan Kuminga? Let's go. 888-957-9570. Fire away.
Yeah.
What do you say?
It's Brock Purdy. And it, to me, it's not even that much of a difficult thing because he is the quarterback. And you need to have a quarterback more than you need to have a number two or number three option. Now, can JK eventually be your number one? Sure, it's possible, but he won't be next year and he won't be the year after. You've got Steph and Jimmy and Draymond for two more years. So the JK extension would be nice. It'd be great to have him around. But if it's going to be $35 million a year and you can't afford it, well, you're going to have to let JK go. If another team offers him big money and you can't afford it, he's not your one, and he won't be your one until 2028. If, you know, even then, if Steph decides he wants to retire at that point.
And Ramona said yesterday there will be a market for Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
There will be a market.
Of course there'll be a market.
A market.
Like, what's the market? If a team offers him 4 years and $44 million, well, yeah, you're going to match that. And, like, there's going to be a market. I wonder what the market is and how high that market is.
What if they offer him 4 years and $160 million?
Well, then it's, thank you, Jonathan. Good job.
I mean,
congratulations. You're not paying him $40 million a year. I don't think they will pay him $40 million a year.
I don't think they could have done that last summer. I don't think anyone will. But this may surprise some people. I totally disagree with you.
And it's shocking, actually, because you've been the Brock guy, and I've been the JK guy.
I'm not a Brock guy.
And I'm not a JK guy.
I'm also not a JK guy, despite what many of you think.
I'm also not a Brock guy. I don't even know how far this can go. I'm totally confused, but I just think quarterback is like, it's different. Like,
exactly my point, though.
But you like your quarterback, you got to keep him.
That's not that. Like, first of all, my answer would be I like them both.
Yeah.
But the question is, who are you more comfortable paying? Who are you more comfortable signing to an extension to be a big part of your future? My answer is absolutely Jonathan Kuminga, because so many fewer things could go wrong. So many fewer things could go wrong. Think of all the things that I could say about a Kuminga extension that I can't say about a Purdy extension. A Kuminga extension is not even going to cost you $40 a year. Kuminga is not going to be asked to be the most important player on your team. Kuminga is not playing in a hard cap league where if he decides to take X, it's going to mess with everything else that you might be able to do on your team, because Kuminga plays for an ownership group that has shown in the past, well, we'll absolutely go over the tax and over the threshold and over all the different nicknames we've got for all of these things, the aprons and all of these things that are you can find in a house or on an NBA salary cap, all of them. None of those things are true in football. So, in other words, I can sign Jonathan Kuminga to an extension, and if it doesn't go great, my team doesn't fall apart. If the 49ers are wrong, and if I'm wrong, and if you're wrong, you know I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan. But we're not batting 1,000 because we're human beings. And if we're wrong, then the next era of 49er football is going to suck out loud. It's that important.
It depends on what the extension is. And that's why I do think that they're going to do a shorter term and, like, not quite the Daniel Jones. Like, the Giants gave Daniel Jones 4 years and 160, and it was 40 years average annual, but it was front-loaded so that after 2 years, if Daniel Jones wasn't it, and spoiler alert, he wasn't, they were able to get out of it and, you know, pivot to not much better, but at least they were able to get out of that deal. And I do think the Niners will look at the Brock Purdy extension similarly and make it so that it's front-loaded. And if you get into a year or 2 years of Brock Purdy, and, you know, this year looks like it's not a rebuild, but it's definitely a reload and a refresh of the roster. So if they come out and they have another kind of blah year, then, okay, Brock, you got one more year to show us that you really can carry a team. If not, at that point, you can pivot.
How so?
If you structure the contract the way that I do believe.
A year from now, you think you'd be able to pivot?
2 years, Mark. Much like they did, the Giants did with Daniel Jones. It was 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think.
And
Brock,
then they,
I don't think Brock
they pivoted. Well, he's going to sign a 4-year deal, I think.
Yeah.
And so after 2 years, and if most of the guaranteed money is paid up front, then you absolutely can pivot.
But a four-year extension would then also, you're talking about a four-year extension or a four-year deal?
Probably like, a four-year deal, so okay, it'd be a three-year extension.
Three-year extension on this year?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all think about 49er football. Did over the last week, did this like take the wind out of your sails to such a degree that you've decided that there's no way that this year can be a good year? I'm not there. So if you tell me that you signed a Brock Purdy extension and you're wrong, and 49er football is like third place even for the next two seasons, I'm devastated. That's terrible. This is like absolutely terrible, because now we're having conversations about a regime change. And oh, good God. No,
that's
no,
always great.
No, we don't want that. Every single one of you out there, well, they need to fire Shanahan. Dude, take a lap. Regime changes suck. It means you're starting everything over and you really don't know what's coming around the bend. So be frustrated with Shanahan all you want. The Niners do not need a regime change, for crying out loud. Guy's been here for 7 years or whatever it is. They've been dancing in the NFC title game every other year while he's been here. You do not want a regime change. And if this contract and what they're trying to do right now with, as you call it, a reboot or refresh, if it doesn't go well, we're staring down the barrel of a really bad stretch of 49er football. And I have no idea how that would go. I don't worry about that with the Golden State Warriors right now. Certainly not right now. 2.5 years from now, we can have a brand new conversation. I don't know if any Hall of Fame level players are going to be on the team 2.5 years from now. But to me, the Jonathan Kuminga extension, I'm way more comfortable with that because, quite frankly, there's way less at stake.
It depends on what you pay him. And, you know, if you're talking about 4 years and $160 million, $40 million per, even if you can afford that under the cap, which you can't, and you'd be up in the second apron, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. But even if you did that and you're going to pay him $40 million a year, and that's going to hamstring your ability to do anything else. So Kavon will be gone. GP2 is gone. And
no, 40.
You're probably not going to. That's a number that you threw out.
Well, no. I was throwing out a hypothetical of what another team could offer that would make the Warriors blink. I don't think he's getting that.
Yeah, I think that $120 would make them blink.
What if it's 30?
$30 million a year?
Yeah.
They would have to take a hard look at it, and I don't know if they would blink. It depends on how they feel about Jonathan, but for me, $30 million is more than I'd want to pay.
Really?
Even though I like the player and I do think he's got a lot of upside, but if you're looking at a championship window and maximizing Steph Curry, and you've got $30 million to play with, if you do, I don't know if you want to spend all that 30 on Jonathan Kuminga at this point. I don't think that in the next year or two he's going to be as good as he eventually will be. So for me, the extension that I would give would be to Brock Purdy, because I know what he is. Brock Purdy is very close to his ceiling. I don't know how much better he can get than not this past year, but the year before that. If that's as good as he can be, that's good enough. And I believe that he can be that player.
Huh.
And so, you know, I don't know if he can be much better than that. That was one of the greatest seasons as a quarterback we've ever seen
you're
in the NFL
two,
by the numbers.
2 seasons ago.
Of course.
Yeah, two years
ago. So I don't know if we've seen Kuminga's ceiling, and you can look at the 5 games before he got hurt, and that's like, wow, if that's, you know, kind of showing you what his ceiling would be, then yeah, that's worth $40 million a year, but I don't think this team is going to be willing to pay that.
Brock Purdy just turned 25. Jonathan's still 22.
Yep.
I'd be pretty surprised if we've seen either of their ceilings. And I get where you're coming from. You're spotlighting one season. I'm more talking about just in general the player. The player. Like, you believe that you've seen the best of Brock? Like, you don't think he can get any better than what we've seen him do?
I don't know how much better anybody could be than what he did 2 years ago.
Yeah, but that's a year. I'm talking about just the player. The player.
Right.
The whole bag.
You don't think
he's still an ascending player?
I think that he is probably as good as he's going to be. I don't think that he gets any faster. He doesn't get any taller. His hands don't get bigger. He doesn't get probably much more arm strength.
No, but he gets more experience. I mean, that's what does it
fine,
for a player.
Fine, and he's already gotten a ton of experience.
All right, Warriors host the Kings tonight. That's Warriors Live. Evan Giddings will be along at 6 p.m. It's presented by Xfinity Stream Sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. The Niners have signed Mac Jones. Some think it means something. Jonathan Kuminga will play basketball here in just about 4 hours. So, with these two young players, both in need of an extension, which one makes you more comfortable? We will take your phone calls next. 888-957-9570. Bob Fitzgerald in 45 minutes, Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dillard and Wibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 888-957-9570. Who are you more comfortable giving big dough to? Jonathan Kuminga or Brock Purdy? And in breaking news that may surprise you, Dib says Purdy. I say Jonathan Kuminga.
It is shocking.
Well,
it's shocking. And it all happened in our pre-show meeting when you asked me the question and I said, Brock. And you went, good. And I was like, good, what? And that, oh, he must think Kuminga? Wait, what?
Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga.
Wait, what has happened in this world where I think Brock and you think Kuminga. Well, not that you're down on Kuminga, and you're not. I've never been down on Brock, but you've been more of a Brockistan, and I always said that you're the president of Brockistan.
Yeah, I'll take that label. Exactly. Yeah. We're having a meeting, actually, this weekend, if you want to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Brockistan.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, there'll be snacks.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm sure. It's something you can harvest from a cornfield, no doubt.
I'm going to eat it.
I know he's from Arizona, but...
Look. No matter what it sounds like and no matter what all of us... I like both players. Like Brock Purdy to the 49ers right now is a lot more important than Jonathan Kuminga is to the Warriors. But that's sort of what my point is baked around. Like, that's the idea. There's so much more at stake for the 49ers. And... they think one thing about Brock Purdy, but even I, the president of Brockistan, here's what makes me hesitant. I don't know that any of us have ever gotten to a final answer on this idea, which is how good is a quarterback versus how good are they in that moment or on that team or with that coach or in that context? And we don't have any secondary info on Brock Purdy. But here's what we do have. Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl here and then went somewhere else and made receivers do deals on Netflix to show him that they couldn't wait to get away from him. And then Sam Darnold went to two different cities and saw ghosts and then arrived in a different city and for the majority of the year was told he was going to be the MVP of the league. So if those things can be true, you know, if Kurt Warner can be a Hall of Famer with the Cardinals and the Rams, but sandwiched in between, can't complete a pass with the New York Giants, if those things are true, how can even I, the president of Brockistan, how can I sit here and tell you for sure, 100%, that Brock is not at least somewhat buoyed by his surroundings?
Well, they all are. And that's, I mean, the greatest point of all. And, you know, to think that Jonathan Kuminga is not buoyed by his surroundings similarly, I think it's not the right way to look at
that's
it. Because
fair.
Jordan Poole has gone to Washington and he has balled out and his numbers are better than ever, but they're probably going to wind up at 20-62. I'm not sure where they're trending as a team, but they are terrible. So he can go there and he can play that way and he can ball out and we can all say, oh, if they only had Jordan Poole where they had Jordan Poole, and for a large portion of the playoffs when they had a run-up to a title, he was unplayable because he was doing his own thing and he wasn't playing defense and the rest of it. So Kuminga here has been really, really good. He's developed. And now when he comes back tonight, here in about 5 short hours, he's going to be awesome. And it's going to be a slow build, but it's going to be a thing where Kuminga's a warrior and we know how he fits and all the rest of it. So if Brock went out and was the quarterback of Carolina, for example, if they trade him to Carolina today and Carolina signs him to the biggest money in history, Brock's not going to have as good of a year. Carolina's not very good. It's an organization that's broken. They don't have weapons. They have a bad offensive line. They've got a young coaching staff. So all of these things are intertwined and interrelated. So I think you look at what Brock has done here, and it's been pretty great.
Pretty good.
And the coach and he seem to be on the same page. And I know that many people will criticize him last year for not elevating the talent around him, but he wasn't really the problem last year.
No, I agree with you. However, it appears that we're going into some uncharted waters with Brock Purdy, are we not?
In what way?
Well, in this way. First of all, this year's offensive line underperformed, and I could argue that this year's offensive line, at least of today, is even thinner than it was last year.
Yeah, it's today. It's okay. March. And I'm using your own words.
Using my words.
Yeah, I know. This is a total reverse show today.
Right, but like, here, I should do it backwards. Should I just turn around the other way?
You should, because you're saying exactly everything I've said all week.
No, but you said it in a different way. You said that they're weaker. I used the word thinner, because I'm just talking about people. There are fewer people. I still would not have given Aaron Banks $77 million freaking dollars. That's an easy decision, if you ask me. But my point is... Brock Purdy, all of the phenomenal stuff that he's done was always with a healthy Christian McCaffrey. right? Will he ever have that again? I don't know. Everything that he's done really well, always with a healthy Brandon Ayuk. Will he ever have that again? I don't know.
Yeah.
Always with Deebo Samuel on the team. Will he ever have that again? No. No, he will never have that again. Trent Williams is now going to be, what, 37?
Yeah.
As opposed to 34 when Brock started playing. So, again, I'm still not crying that much about the people who have been let go, but today it is, simply by name value and girth, it's a different football team that Brock Purdy's got to run. TJ Houshmandzadeh yesterday. Look what happened last year. You lost some players. You're 1-6 against teams with a winning record. I can't just completely dismiss that, even if they're not my numbers.
Right.
I can't, again, my response is baked into the idea that there is so much more being asked of Brock Purdy. Like, imagine if what was happening tonight was happening on the football field. What if Brock Purdy were returning to play after missing 31 games?
Which would have been about six games in the NFL.
Right.
Maybe seven.
Okay.
But, and during those seven games, they went 6-1.
Okay, but if 17 games in the NBA equals how many games in the NFL?
30 games in the NBA is about 3/8, which is about, it's about five games in the NFL. Six games.
No, we'll call but 17. 17 NBA games is how many NFL games? Two?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're coming back after missing six games, and we've got two games of Brock Purdy to decide if you want an extension. And oh, by the way, in the six games that you missed, you won them all.
Yep.
You won them all by a lot. You looked really impressive. You beat some impressive competition. You beat some poor competition. Think about what we'd be talking about today. Nothing else.
But Kuminga's not Brock Purdy.
Right.
Kuminga is probably, Aaron Banks. Kuminga is...
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, Kuminga's your... fourth most important player on this team right now? Fourth. He's not Jimmy. He's not Draymond. He's not Steph.
He's no higher than that,
for
sure.
And if you extrapolate that to the NFL, that would mean he's probably your 10th most important player. So he's not Fred or George or Nick or Trent or Brock or Christian. He's more of a secondary piece. But I get your analogy. And you're not wrong about what you have to decide upon. But for me, the quarterback is such a massive thing, and if you found a guy that you think is good enough to be your quarterback, and I think so, and I know you think so,
the president of
Pakistan, and they all think so, so now it just becomes, how do we make this happen? And if you, and I'm thinking about, if you don't extend Brock, and let's just say it's an impasse, and you don't extend Brock, and then now Brock's going to hold out, and the rest of it, so now you're going to go into this season with Mac Jones. You're going to have Mac Jones and Ricky Pearsall and Cowing and George Kittle and Garendo, and now it's going to be into a full-on rebuild.
Well, I don't think the word rebuild is accurate here, but there are weird things happening. I don't know if you saw. Did you see a half hour ago they released another player?
Which one?
Tabor Pepper.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
They released the flipping long snapper.
Yeah, he had to go. I mean,
do you want to know?
Shanahan signaled that when he said, "Well, Tabor was out of line."
Do you want to know what was due to him? And do you want to know what the dead money is for Tabor Pepper? You know how the Niners are just building up the dead money. Ready?
Yeah.
Take a guess. How much dead money?
He was probably due about 800 grand, and the dead cap hits about half of that.
You're too high, which is something that has been said to you before.
Yeah.
How long has it been since somebody's looked you in the eye and said that to you?
Years, bro. It's been years. Your boy's been off the lettuce for, 3 years at least.
Is that all?
Is that all?
You're too high.
You have no idea.
No, I don't.
You have no idea the run you're
too high.
I'm talking about decades. I was the freaking green grocer, bro.
You're running around at age 53 just pounding it?
I mean, no, you don't. First of all, you don't run around. And second of all, you don't pound it. act like you've gotten high before.
You're too high. It's been about 30 years,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you are. I mean, sometimes you're adorable. You might as well be in purple. Dude, you're the Sacramento Kings. You are adorable.
I'm trying to radio up the terminology here. It's 2:44. People might be on their way home from school.
It's
damn.
Not a minimum day. And
2:44 is not a minimum day. Little man gets out at 2:35.
Well,
it's drive home from school hour.
First of all, it's legal. Second of all, half of the parents.
Not when you were doing it, it wasn't.
Yeah, you're damn right it wasn't. Used to have to meet a guy in the corner. Am I right? You kids have no idea how easy you have it. And your kids could actually roll up and, you know, and get the lettuce on their own now.
They could,
yeah,
but they don't, unless they do and not tell me.
Exactly. Anyway, I was too high with Tabor Pepper, apparently. Tabor and I were too high.
Tabor's cutting is going to save the 49ers $1.43 million against the cap, and the dead money is $150,000.
Okay. So they didn't want to pay 1.4 for the long snapper.
Right.
So now you need another long snapper.
That's what I'm saying.
So now you're going to get a long snapper in and pay him about half of that. I mean, did Farhan move to Santa Clara?
I'm still not convinced that that's what's happening. I don't like it right now when I'm hearing, the 49ers are being cheap and they're saving money. They're not saving money. They're literally spending money on nothing, and they damn well know they're going to have to replace it.
Well, that's a savings because they're not going to pay their next long snapper 1.4.
I don't know what the hell they're going to do. They need a new long snapper.
Right.
Obviously, they've got 11 picks that they're going to have to pay. I'm sure there will be other free agent signings. The 49ers are not going to just go into this year being like, so we're going to be the lowest spending team in the league. I get that they're trying to save cash, which means fewer large signing bonuses, although I do know one guy who's probably going to get one pretty soon. He wears number 13. But outside of that,
look at you with the numbers.
Yeah, thank you. I get that what they're doing maybe has a cash savings, but when we start calling the 49ers the Farhanians, when we start doing that, the implication is that you're actually lowering your payroll. And I don't think the 49ers are necessarily going to do that at all. Like, it's a hard cap league, and most of the teams are all in the same neighborhood as far as their payroll on a week-by-week basis for football players, right? So I don't understand the whole the Niners are being cheap thing. They're restructuring. They're rebooting
right. Their
finances. I don't think that they're like pocketing money and going on a vacation together.
Agreed, but what you're doing is you're taking, you know, players on your roster and you're deciding that you don't want to pay them, and I'm not sure who your new long snapper will be. And part of this might be you got a new special teams coordinator and he might have his own long snapper that he prefers. And this is such a niche position that the long snapper is out there for about 8 to 10 plays a game, depending on how many times you punt. It's punts, field goals, and PATs, and that's about it. And, you know, Brian Jennings was their long snapper for a long time. I think he's actually on the wall down there as a 10-year Niner, and Tabor Pepper was there for 5 years. And so you don't normally change out this position. So this one, for me, doesn't wholly feel like a financial move because, yeah, you're bringing a new long snapper. You're probably going to pay him whatever the minimum is.
I mean, maybe they don't.
$400,000 or $500,000. It doesn't matter.
Maybe they want a long snapper who's not going to yell at star wide receivers. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
No, that could be.
I don't know if that's
part
of it.
Because, I mean, the head coach said that Tabor Pepper
overreacted. His words.
Which I saw it a little bit differently.
I know he did.
I was not on the sideline, so I'm not here to say. If they really wanted him out at that point, they would have cut him on the spot.
I'm laughing because I just looked at our call screen. We got to go to this guy. Let's go to Pete. You know what city he's in?
No.
Brockistan.
I love it.
It's Pete in Brockistan. Hi, Pete. Thanks for calling. How's the weather out there?
Hey, sunny and clear out here. It's beautiful.
Tremendous.
And I want to thank you, gentlemen, for what is obviously a sincere and heartfelt discussion. I moved recently from Jonathanville to Brockistan, but I do have one worry, Mark.
What is it?
And that's about the looming decision imposition of onerous tariffs. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Pete. Thank you very much. I didn't, that one.
Onerous tariffs.
No, I get it. I get it. I got it. Didn't go over my head, but I kind of wanted it to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So.
I don't think that they're necessarily being cheap.
They're not being cheap.
I do think about the idea of Super Bowl or bust from last year, because this, to me, is kind of what a bust looks like, because they are busting it up. And I'm not just saying Tabor Pepper, but you look at all of the names of players that no longer will be here, and you're going to have, I think they went into the offseason with 30-some-odd free agents, and the majority of them are going to be gone. So you're going to have a completely new team next year. Does it mean you'll be better, worse, or the same? Well, we don't really know. All I know is that you have players that you drafted that you chose not to sign new extensions, and Aaron Banks maybe was too pricey, and Jalen Moore, your swing tackle, you didn't maybe value him the way Kansas City did, but other players that were on your team are not on your team anymore, and for me, that's just kind of jarring.
Well, let me add this into the conversation too, because a lot of this is born out of the fact that the 49ers signed Mac Jones late yesterday. And first, I'd like to ask the 49ers to stop doing all of their business at 7 o'clock at night. I think it's shady, and it makes me... No, honestly, I don't mean that as a joke.
Like, we want it for our show.
Well, it's not just that we want it for our show. I believe, and maybe I'm wrong on this, or maybe I'm being naive, but I think that teams know exactly when they release information. They know. They know when they, like, again, they don't, this isn't just willy-nilly, like, oops, Adam Schefter tripped and fell into information and decided to tweet it. Somebody told him. And they keep doing things at night and on the weekend, which tells me that they're worried to a certain degree about the PR that's around things. And there is a PR hit that's happening right now with the 49ers. They may be sitting in a room going, dude, we know exactly what we're doing. And I actually believe that. That's why I told you at the beginning of the week, I still give them the benefit of the doubt. These people didn't become stupid overnight. They're a very good regime, despite what a lot of people say about them. They've been wildly successful. They're very good football people who would get hired in 10 seconds by another team if they were available. They didn't get stupid overnight. They didn't get cheap overnight. They didn't get nefarious overnight. They're not messing with you on purpose. They have some sort of a plan. We don't know what it is yet. And in this particular moment, it feels awful. It feels awful. But the reason I know that the fan base is looking at this and sort of is in this nefarious mood or like this sneaky mood is Mac Jones gets signed yesterday, and a lot of people believe that that's got something to do in terms of a message that's being sent to Brock Purdy. I don't believe that at all, and I could be wrong. Yeah. I think that the 49ers signed a backup quarterback because one was available who actually performed pretty well as a backup last year.
Yeah, he's been fine. He's been a fine quarterback. And, you know, my whole thing is, you know, Steiny was talking earlier about what did it make you think about first? And the first thing I thought of is, well, if you liked him, why didn't you draft him instead of wasting 3 first-round picks to move up? Why didn't you just draft him back when you really liked him? And so we'll never find out exactly what went on with that draft when they moved up to get Trey Lance, and all the smoke was that they liked Mac Jones, and, you know, even Michael Silver, Mac Jones, and all the other reporters, it was Mac Jones, right. It was Mac Jones. And then within the final day or so, like, there were starting to be rumblings of maybe it's somebody else, and then they swoop up to 3 and they get Trey Lance, and it turns out to be a disaster. If you liked him then, will you like him now as your backup? If you liked him then, why didn't you just draft him then?
Okay, that to me, that's an interesting way to look at it, because what, and this will be uncomfortable, but allow me to do this with you for a second. Do you like me as a radio partner?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to marry me?
Nah, not
okay.
Really.
So
I mean, 4 hours a day is enough.
You're talking about 2 totally different roles. If you like Mac Jones as a backup, that does not mean you make him a first-round pick 3 years ago to be your franchise starting quarterback and pay millions and millions of dollars to.
But it was clear that somebody in the organization liked him then, and somebody in the organization likes him now.
I don't know if anything was clear about what people thought about those quarterbacks in that draft years ago. I don't know. I know we're heading for the hills with all of our opinions about how it all went down.
Right.
I mean, I know people who are high up in NFL info circles still fighting about that, about whether Kyle was picking Mac or not. Because a lot of people ended up with egg on their face, you know? Because they came out on Twitter and they're like, it's Mac Jones. It's been Mac Jones. And then it was like, it didn't happen. And they're like, well, it was Mac Jones. And here's what, well, did that happen or were you just wrong? You know what I mean?
Well, they were wrong, but turns out who was wrong was the 49ers.
Well, that too.
You moved up to draft a guy who, and I was looking at reports earlier today, he's getting no free agent interest, Trey Lance,
dude,
poor guy.
Crazy.
It's probably over for Trey, unless he wants to go play in one of these spring leagues or go to Canada or something. His NFL career is probably over. And
never even started.
You went wildly out of your way to trade picks to move up to get him, and he is a bust. And
yeah,
so,
they were wrong, but they wouldn't have been that much more right to draft Mac Jones.
No, but you would have had two other first-round picks, and that's the part that I get stuck on as we look at this year.
That I understand.
You look at this year, and you've got a depth issue, and even last year, I said it before the year, I said, I like the roster up top, but they have depth problems, and then now you get to this year, and you've had to part with a lot of people because you don't want to pay them what the market says they're worth, and that's fine. Your choice, but you don't have that drafted talent behind him, guys who you could have fill in, because you gave up two first round picks, and the drafts you've had other than last year have been patently bad.
Yeah, no, I don't argue any of that. I just don't think a signing yesterday has anything to do with liking him so much to make him a top half of the first round pick a few years back. You're certainly not wrong that it was a disaster of a transaction for the 49ers. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Bob Fitzgerald's going to join us in 20 minutes. 888-957-9570. Who are you more comfortable with extending and keeping as a part of your future, Brock Purdy or Jonathan Kuminga? By the way, those polls are both on YouTube and our Twitter feed at 95.7 The Game as well. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.